Today will surely bring its shares of doubts and concerns, so for now, let's pause for a moment of encouragement with Dr. Tony Hare of Tony Hare Ministries.
I have traveled a lot of places in my life, and what I've discovered is there's more than one way to reach some places. You can pull up a map, and it will show you different roads and highways to travel. When you get in your vehicle and use your navigation system, it will display different roads to travel to reach the destination you have chosen. However, there are some places that you travel that offers only one road and one way. When traveling to these places, it makes no difference how long you stare at or study the map. There's only one way to get there. When traveling to these places, the way has already been determined, and if you're going to get there, you have to take that route. In Matthew chapter 7, verses 13 and 14, it reads, "Enter by the narrow gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leads to destruction, and there are many who go in by it. Because narrow is the gate and difficult is the way which leads to life, and there are few who find it." In these verses, we have two ways, two gates, two destinations. Everyone in this life has to make a decision as to which gate he or she will enter. One of the first things that we have to do before we enter the gate is determine where do we want to go. Ask yourself these questions. Where do you want to go today? Where do you want to go when your life is over? Answering these questions will assist you with determining which course or route you will take today. Answering this question will determine where you will spend the rest of your life. There's a narrow gate and a wide gate. In this narrative, both gates are assumed to provide entrance to God's kingdom. Matthew chapter 7, verse 13 and 14 offers two ways to people. The narrow gate is only by faith through Jesus Christ. It's constricted and precise. It represents true salvation, God's way that leads to eternal life. The wide gate includes all religions of works and self-righteousness with no single way, but it leads to hell, not heaven. Now you have to make a decision. No one can make the decision for you. You have to determine how you will live this wonderful life God has graced you with. Will you live it according to the flesh? Will you choose to live it according to the spirit of life? Narrow is the gate. Difficult is the way that leads to life. If your destination is life, choose the narrow gate. If your destination is destruction, choose the wide gate. God will not choose the gate for you. God will not choose the way for you. However, what he has done is given you the power to choose. He has given you and I the ability and the free will to choose. This makes you and I uniquely different from every person and everything he has created. You have the ability to assess a situation, ponder it, and come to a conclusion. You are made in his image, and you have the ability to think and make decisions. Jesus emphasizes the difficulty in following him through the narrow gate. He said the way is difficult, but he has gifted you and I with the grace to make it. Salvation is by grace alone. It is not easy, but you and I have all the help we need through Christ and the power of his Holy Spirit. The narrow gate demands the knowledge of truth, repentance, and submission to Jesus Christ, and a willingness to obey his will and his word. The wide gate accepts all religions under any condition. You have heard people say, all religions are the same and everybody is going to heaven. We are all God's children. They are sadly wrong, and that's the error you and I are up against. I want to invite you to enter in through the narrow gate today and find life. Yes, there are two ways. Choose the right one. Just a few words to remind and encourage you to keep the main thing, the main thing.
Join us each weekday morning for Moment of Encouragement. Discover more when you download the free Tony Hare Ministries app on your mobile device. Hear the latest message. Start your personal Bible reading plan, customize your private journal, and much more. Download the free Tony Hare Ministries app today.